Haynes puppet troupe Geppetto's Junkyard took the stage of the Chilcat Center last weekend. Through puppets and people, the production told the story of a woman whose heart is stolen, literally, and her journey to get it back. The sound of a heartbeat is heard throughout the show, as the main character, Malenka, tries desperately to get hers back.
There lived a girl, all silent, her voice had rusted away. No friends, no plans, no love, no pain. Her heart.
Malenka's heart was stolen by Mr. Fetch, a character voiced and a puppet operated by Melina Shields.
What a fine piece, and barely used. I'm sure this will make a lovely trade in the City of Monsters, where all the deals are made. Until next time.
Mr. Fetch takes her heart to be sold in the City of Monsters.
You want hearts to sell? I got money to buy.
Hannah Bokart wrote the show, Malenka and the City of Monsters.
I kind of wrote over the course of one night for the most part. And then my sister, Meredith Bokart, contributed one scene as well.
Bokart also plays the main character, Malenka, with one big challenge. For most of the story, Malenka can't talk.
It was a challenge to me to try and make a puppet that moves as well as possible, to try to convey a character without words. And I also kind of like the idea of having a main character that has things happen to them and has to react.
Bokart says the story could be interpreted in a few different ways.
Bit of a cautionary tale in that, you know, if you don't, I think one character literally says it in the play, if you don't use it, you lose it. But it's also sort of a tale of self-discovery and learning how to use a literal and figurative heart and what is the point of being alive and having the potential for adventure and love and caring.
It's also a story of humor, especially when Bokart's sister Merrick is on stage with her husband, Joey Jacobson.
Oh, wow. Real toxic sludge? Can I touch it?
Yeah, sure. You just take it, you dump it in the river, keeps it nice and cool, bada bing, bada boom, no combustion.
Wow. Of course, the City of Monsters was full of various creatures, like a garbage monster.
Oh, leave people alone!
No, I'm not a garbage.
No more leaving garbage pile!
In the end, Malenka finds her heart. Just as the Boiler Man is about to burn it, an alternative energy used in the City of Monsters.
Well, you must not have been putting it to much use if Mr. Fetch stole it. Mr. Fetch and all the peddlers like him keep our city alive. More and more human hearts are being wasted these days, letting the poor things go stale while you waste your lives. Never touching each other, never meeting one another's eyes. Humans, you've got these engines in your chests, enough to keep the lights on forever if you just use them right. And you're letting them rust.
The Boiler Man wonders,
could it be that in the journey to get your heart back, you finally learned how to use it?
And Mr. Fetch hypothesizes as Malenka chooses to give her heart away.
But Malenka had grown through pain and through panic, through friendship and fear. Though her chest was still hollow, her lesson was clear. It's a lesson to learn, for you've grown old and gray. The best use of a heart is to give it away.
Throughout the story, the pieces are woven together with song, like this one, sung by Sylvia Hines. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.